Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. Today, my lucky dip. Today, we have Leah. When I was younger and my hair was black, I would wear chocolate, navy and deep burgundy. Now that my hair is salt and pepper, should I continue to use these colours or should I tone them down? So what I think is great to do is to actually think about softening down your colour. So as you're going grey, the colours that suit you also grey down. So I think about calling them smoky. So you're thinking about, like, instead of wearing black, wear darker greys. Instead of wearing a bright, intense navy, like a French navy, wear a softer navy. Instead of wearing a really bright burgundy, just a softer version. These colours can still look great, but just in a more smoky version. So think about, take the colours you've been wearing, pass a haze of smoke over the top of them, and they are the colours you are looking for now. Now, as you go grey, now it depends, when you're more pepper than salt, you can keep wearing those really dark colours. But as you become more salt than pepper, you really want to start lightening up the colours you're wearing. So not only thinking about greying the colours down, but like putting a light grey smoke over it. So it lifts the colours up and lightens them up, and they will suit you so much better. Rather than, if we're wearing really dark colours, they can look really heavy on someone. They can kind of be a bit draining and look heavy. I was like, think about that. One of the things that people often think, you know, is that, you know, dark colours are just really slimming, but they also give you visual weight. So if you think, what is she talking about? If you imagine there's two boxes on a table in front of you or on the floor. It's two boxes on the floor. One box is white, one box is black. They're exactly the same size. I'm going to ask you to pick up a box. Which is the heavier box? The answer is the black box is heavier, and everybody answers this the same. And it's because we give visual weight to dark colours, so they can weigh you down. So particularly as our colour lightens up, when we have a lighter, what I call ideal value, so our hair is light, we are better in overall lighter colours, we want to think about lightening up the colours we are wearing. So it is just like one of the simplest things you can do is, instead of going for those really dark colours, start to lighten up the colours. They can still be similar sorts of colours, just a softer, smokier version. Next question comes from Linda. I've not worn eyeshadow and rarely mascara for years. I have tried the cream and powder, mostly powder eyeshadows, but my eyes would water and I would get eyeshadow in my eyes, which creates pain. Do you have any suggestions? So I would actually recommend using like an eyeshadow primer and eyeshadow base. This is not like a cream eyeshadow, which can move around. What it is quite a tacky sort of cream, and you put that on before you put the eyeshadow on, and it stops your eyeshadow from moving. So kind of sweat and all those sorts of things. Your eyelids can be quite, because they're open all the time, so you think about, you know, two lots of skin rubbing against each other and can make you a little bit sweaty. So thinking about if you put the eyeshadow base on first, so you put it all over your eyelid and then you put your colours on over the top, the eyeshadow base disappears, but what it does is it creates a nice kind of tacky surface for your eyeshadow to stick to. Then it does not fall off and go into your eyes and hurt your eyes. So I love eyeshadow base. It's one of my favourite products. Just because, like, I find otherwise, you know, within half an hour, my eyeshadow's just gone into the crease. And what's the point of putting it on if it doesn't stay there and look good all day? So eyeshadow base would, or eyeshadow primer, they come under two names. You know, that would be something I would be looking to do to stop your eyeshadow from moving. So if you have the kind of experience where your eyeshadow moves, doesn't stay where you put it, eyeshadow base is the way to go. Last question for today comes from Patricia. I'm a grandmother who's retired and babysitting my grandchildren. I need to transition my style to something casual and comfortable. I'm elegant, chic, personality style and a figure 8 body type. I can wear jeans and yoga pants. Any suggestions? So this is one of those things that as we retire or we change lifestyle, maybe we have children, and we have a more, you know, practical, pragmatic lifestyle in a way versus when we might have been in the workforce, particularly when we have a more dressy personality type. So if you're more dramatic, more elegant chic, more classic, dressing in yoga pants or really relaxed clothing can feel bit uncomfortable, but it's actually like a mental uncomfort. It's not a physical uncomfort. It's more about it doesn't feel right. I feel too dressed down. I feel kind of a bit, we call it daggy in Australia. I don't know if there's actually a word in any other language that quite describes this. You can just feel a bit, you know, frumpy and blah, because your dress down and your personality is one that prefers to dress up more. So how do you still have that, you know, when you've got your grandkids and you have to get down on the floor, or you're going to parks and playgrounds, you're doing stuff with them, you're potentially going to get dirty, they've got messy little hands, you really need wash and wear clothes. So then it's thinking, well, what can I wear that still makes me feel like me and feel stylish in a way that is authentic to me, but has the practicality I need? So this is where you're looking for clothes that are wash and wear, something that, you know, that definitely not dry clean only. And then you're thinking about, you know, kind of other elements. So it needs to be, say, comfortable and stretchy, or just a little bit loose. So a blouse like this is very comfortable. This one's also polyester, so it's very wash and wear. But it's got that elegant chic element to it, that it doesn't look like an old t-shirt. So it's thinking about, well, what things can you kind of transmogrify into your new lifestyle in a way that makes you feel good, but still gives you the practicality you need. So it's looking at things like, what's the fabric? Can I wash and wear it? Does it need a whole lot of ironing? Is it practical? You know, you might need to look at the color and go, well, does it, you know, look dirty really quickly, or does it stay clean? And even things like knits, there's different qualities of knits. And I often think, is if you go for the lowest quality, they tend to stretch out of shape more quickly, and they can look just, you know, much more casual. Versus if you go for a nicer quality knit, it's got all the wash and wear, the practicality, but it has a little bit more, what's it called? You know, a little bit more class to it, a little bit more elegance to it. So it can make you feel more like you. So that would be something I'd be doing, is just going, well, what's got that practical nature that but still fits my elegant chic personality style? And what we want to do is marry those two up to each other. Now, I have got some blog posts about, you know, in more kind of refined garments in a classic environment, or like in a casual environment, and also some, you know, I've got 10 comfy casual ideas as far as outfits go that you can also have a look on and the blog, which I will link to in the notes here as well. So I'll give you some ideas to go and have a look at. But it is one of those things that it can be one of those things I think is the hardest when people want to marry their much more like dressed up personality with a more casual lifestyle. And then it's coming to terms with either I'm going to be more dressed than most people, or and that there's nothing wrong with that. It's just accepting that other people think you're a bit dressed up compared to them. Or it's dressing down and maybe not feeling quite as stylish as you would. So it's getting that happy medium in between. Now, please do keep sending me your questions, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com, to add into my lucky dip. And I look forward to chatting with you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips, and don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.